In ancient Rome, there was a ceremony to welcome the emperor whenever he would visit a city. And this formal ceremony was called an adventus, when the emperor was welcomed ceremonially into a city. The entire city would be festively decorated, and the people would gather together and form a procession and go out to meet the emperor, to welcome him into their town. That Latin word, adventus, becomes our English word, advent, which means arrival or welcome. You heard in the collect, the opening prayer of Mass this morning, I said, grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. We prayed to have the grace to go forth to meet the Lord, just as the people of the town went out to meet the emperor. So we might ask ourselves at the beginning of Advent, how does Jesus come to us? How do we welcome his arrival? Well, very often we sum up this season of Advent as simply the weeks of preparation before Christmas. And yes, there is that historical arrival of Jesus that we will celebrate at Christmas. That is true. But then there's also his arrival in our lives every day in mystery, by the power of his grace, through the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. What a powerful grace when he arrives in our lives in mystery in the Eucharist. But then also there's his arrival in majesty at the end of time, when he will come back again and manifest himself as the great king. And that coming in majesty at the end of time is very clearly what today's gospel is all about. When our Lord describes the apocalyptic events that will occur. And to us, the end of time seems like so far in the future. It's something indeterminate. We don't know when it's going to happen. So it seems very distant from us. Very hard to wrap our minds around that. Even when we think about our own mortality, the fact that our Lord will come back for us at the end of our lives, even that seems like an indeterminate point in the future. And it's hard to wrap our minds around that as well. And on top of all of that, we've got real problems right now. We have problems to worry about every day. Our life is messy right now. We're busy. It's complicated. How can I worry about something so far into the future I don't even know its date? Life is indeed messy. This comes as no surprise to any of you, I'm sure. Maybe you are sitting in church today and you feel like your life is a real mess. Maybe you've been in that situation before in the past. Maybe you're kind of teetering, waiting for the next shoe to drop and for life to get messy again. Life becomes messy through our own choices, our actions, our inactions, things that happen to us from the outside that are beyond our control. It can even get messy because of the actions of others, something that someone else has chosen to do or chosen not to do, our children, our spouse, our grandchildren. And Jesus says in today's gospel, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from the anxieties of daily life. The anxieties of daily life are our messes. They're the addictions that we deal with. Divorce, financial problems, grief, confusion about our purpose, about our meaning in life, confusion about our sexuality, our marriage, even our mental health. All of these things are the anxieties that Jesus warns us against today. not because they aren't real parts of our lives, they are, but because they can distract us. They can distract us from worrying about the ultimate end of our lives or the ultimate end of our world. We are supposed to remain vigilant at all times. And Jesus tells us to pray for strength so that we will be worthy to stand before the Son of Man when he comes. How can we worry about that when we're preoccupied with all of life's messes? So this Advent in our homily series, we're going to look at some of these messes of our lives. And not how to ignore them or get rid of them, but rather how we deal with them. And specifically, how God helps us to deal with them. The good news is that the messiness of life isn't anything new. It goes all the way back to Adam and Eve at the beginning. They made a real mess out of everything. And our messes are something that God very much desires to be a part of. We know that God is all holy and all knowing and all powerful. And because of that, we tend to think of him as being very distant from us, being sort of outside of our realm of concern. We don't think about the fact that God very much desires to be part of our lives, to be part of our mess. God knows us better than we know ourselves. And so he is intimately aware of everything that's going on in our lives. And sometimes, yes, he does intervene and he takes the messes away. But more often, he wants to walk side by side with us and help us to be very close to us. So the message of this Advent is, don't let your hearts become drowsy by the anxieties of daily life. And it's in those anxieties that God wants to meet us, where he wants to come to us in mystery, one of the other aspects of the season of Advent. So we're going to spend these next 3 weeks looking at various ways that we can invite God into these daily anxieties, into the messiness of our lives, so that we can be vigilant and can stay awake and have strength. We remember that we will have to stand before the Son of Man one day. And it's not by getting rid of or cleaning up all of these messes that we'll be ready, but it's rather through them that God will prepare us to stand before him. My dear friends, The emperor once arrived into city with a great adventus. This Advent, Jesus wants to arrive in our lives, not as the emperor of old, but rather as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. May we welcome him this Advent with great joy.